Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How many times I got to say that before I get tired of it? I think it's going to be a minute, folks. I got to be real with you. Because, boy, that Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, clear indication of how God can do some unexpected, wonderful things for you. How he leads your life in directions that you never, ever saw coming. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and they were talking about how, man, they were young and they were doing things, and they never knew that the things that they were doing as a youngster would come and help form who they were today. As an adult, this guy's 50 years old. And, you know, the same thing for you. If you look back on your life and all of the things that you've done, it helps shape you into who you are. Now, this is provided now that you take the positive approach. Now, when I say look back at your life and see what you've done, that doesn't mean dwell on the misfortunate moments, because the misfortunate moments were necessary. I know it's hard to see that when it's happening to you, but the unfortunate moments are necessary. You know, what really makes you appreciate summer vacation is winter work. What really makes you appreciate a walk on the beach is when it's cold, it's raining outside. What really makes you appreciate when you're up is because you've been down. See, if you were up all the time, just the nature of us as human beings, we would lose our appreciation for it, because it becomes que sera. Whatever it is, well, it is what it is. I'm just a what? You take it for granted. It becomes expected. But what happens in life is it has so many twists and turns. And then you learn how to deal with those twists and turns, which makes you now a more experienced person. And then when the sunny days come, man, you go, wow, it's really nice outside. You really want to appreciate how warm weather, just stay in a bunch of cold weather all the time. You know what I'm saying? This is really, really simple and loud. Analogies, but it helps you along the way. Now, here's what I came to say today to everybody out there, and this has helped me in my life. I can't tell you what it's done for me, but a lot of people are struggling with moving forward with their future plans, their future goals, their future aspirations, their future hopes, their future dreams. Just simply your future wants. A lot of people trying to have a hard time mapping out their future. even what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be, what I'm going to make, how I'm going to go about it, what do I do next. I want to share something with you that I had to come to terms with. The quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. You know, it's like I said at the beginning, you know, when I say it's wonderful to look at your life and review it, because if you look at it, it'll tell you, it really helps shape and form you today as the person you are. Now, if you look at it in a positive sense, but if you dwell and harp on the negative that's happened to you, then that keeps you from seeing the good in the incident. Every bad thing that's happened to you, there was a silver lining behind it. I know people who were on drugs who finally, man, just got sent to prison for stealing because of their habit. I know a cat that sold dope. Well, he went to prison. He told me one time, he said, Steve, he said, man, this is the best thing ever happened to me. This saved my life. Now, most people would think, how in the world is going to prison helpful for you? The brother said, it saved my life. First of all, it got me clean. He said, I've been clean for 5 years from sitting in here. That's for starters, I'm clean. I ain't stealing no more. I ain't putting myself in jeopardy, and I ain't jeopardizing nobody else. He said, nah, man, I done went to college. I done got a college degree while I'm in here. Then he was released from prison, and the brother's life was completely turned around. He married. He got a family. He got a great job. He go to work every day. He's a productive citizen. I mean, so he looks back on his incarceration, even his drug abuse, and it taught him how to appreciate the things in life that he had taken for granted and was missing. Because he said, man, my life was just in a blur. I didn't even know what was going on. He said, now I appreciate every day I wake up. That's what I mean. Even in your missteps in life, there is a purpose for the missteps. Every time you fail, there was a reason for the failure. See, what I had to do was I had to learn that all of my failures taught me how to get back up. So I became a very strong and tough person in getting back up. And then I was down and out so long that it taught me how to really appreciate the up. And so I've taken all of that and used it, those experiences that happened to me, and I became a more experienced person. So next time when people talk about me who don't know me, it don't shake me, because everybody not going to like you, man. You might as well go and get on this train right now. And so what I'm saying to you out there is the quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. Let it go. Man, go forward. It's over. You made it. You got through it. You're beyond it. Yeah, he left. But like I told this lady on my TV show the other day, sometimes the breakup is the blessing. I know it's hard to break up because now you're lonely and you're by yourself. But man, but weren't you in misery when you was in that? Weren't you in complete misery in that? Now, you kept asking God to fix it, but it take two people to fix a relationship. It don't just take one. It take two to make a thing go right. It take two to make it out of sight. See, you know, that's a song, but man, that's so true. You really do have to have two people wanting a relationship to work. It can't just be one person wanting a relationship. So you can pray about the relationship all you want. If the other person don't want you no more, and ain't going to act right, you can't make him do that. Or you can't make her do that. So, man, the relationship, the breakup sometimes is a blessing. It's over. Let it go. Go forward. Quit looking at how much time you wasted. Man, that kills people from getting the next. If you constantly dwelling on how much time I gave him and how much time I gave her, and now here I am lost and alone, all right, you ain't wasting no time. Some of the times was good. A lot of them was bad. So what you going to do? Now, you ain't going to have no future because you going to keep focusing on your past? Are you serious? So now you're asking God to give you another relationship when you don't even have enough sense to appreciate the fact that you are now available for another relationship. But you steady asking God for a new relationship, but you are yet to be grateful that you are in a position to have a relationship, and you keep harping on the past. You don't think he hear that? I'm just a dude with a show, and I hear it all the time. Let it go. Go forward. It's over. You made it. He brought you through it. You conquered. You survived it. Why are you dwelling on it and making it the cross around your neck when clearly he had removed it for you? Now, all you got to do is come on. So if you're sitting behind them walls, brothers and sisters, I'm talking directly to you. Sometimes, man, you just got to get it right. All this repeat offender business, that's for who is that for? How ignorant can you be to keep giving your life back to the penal system? Be free, man. Walk the streets. Do the right thing. Ask God to help connect you. He can do anything. You think he can't give you a job? Are you serious, man? Put some faith on it. Let's move forward, y'all. Let it go. Let's move.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people listening from around the world, you are listening to the baddest morning show in the land. Today's show is dedicated to those of you who still eat chitlins.
That's a lot of them.
Hey, the holidays are coming up. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Coming up. Dedicated to those of you who still eat chitlins. Mm. And the reason I'm dedicating this show to you is because you ain't got long.
Oh, that's my Uncle Jack. He loves them.
They eat, people eat them. And they will use the phrase, why you ask me am I cooking chitlins? Because I smell them.
Because if you're in there for a long time, you get used to it, I think. Man, I ain't had chitlins in so long. Good morning, everybody. What's up, Cheryl?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Cheryl, Carla.
I don't need chitlins.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's up, crew? Cheryl, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Carla, you ever ate chitlins? Hey.
Oh, yeah, Steve. I had to cook them and clean them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Junior.
Morning,
You ever had chitlins?
Yep.
Food number one.
Chitlins, baby, every New Year's Day. Yes,
food
sir.
Number two.
If you do try chitlins, hotter than a mofo hot sauce, baby. What? What? Was that a shameless plug or what?
Excuse you, but you didn't ask
yes.
me.
Shirley. Shirley, I know you never.
You're way too big.
I know you ain't never had no chitlins,
Shirley. Ooh, chitterlings.
Chitterlings.
You walk somebody out. Right.
Shirley,
anyway.
Shirley, you ever had chitlins?
No.
Jesus.
But my mom cooked them. My mom did cook them.
I don't know how.
But you never tried them?
You never tasted it?
Yeah, I tasted them, but it wasn't for me. Yeah, it wasn't for me.
I looked forward to it every Thanksgiving and every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I looked forward to it.
When
I it was just hard because they smell so bad.
Oh, well, you know, get over it.
Put some hot sauce.
I can't tell how many times I heard that. Go right ahead.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had chitlins in years and years.
Oh, we gotta get you a pot.
No.
A pot. You can get them. You get them pre-cleaned, frozen, ready to. Yeah, they got a microwave.
No chitlins.
They all say pre-cleaned.
Yeah.
I don't like chitlins.
Say that.
Yeah.
Every house I had chitlins in had a window unit in it.
Last time I had chitlins, my mama was living. Mm. That was really it. This girl made some one time and did not understand the concept of it and walked in her house, and oh, my God, it was horrid in there. And then she opened up the pot. I said, you don't have to understand how to do this. She said, I've been scooping this stuff off every night. I said, wait a minute. You're supposed to clean it.
Yeah.
And so that stuff you're scooping, that's not stuff.
Yeah.
That ain't stuff. It start with
it.
It ain't stuff.
Oh, God.
So it's not seasoning.
You did not eat that, right?
Dog, I went home. I thought you were staying for Thanksgiving. Well, you know, you thought wrong.
So that's who,
because everybody in here gonna
today.
Die. Yeah, those of you that eat chitlins. Right. And also, I watched the Canelo Triple G fight.
I missed it.
I was pulling for Canelo because I know way more about Mexico and got more Mexican friends than I do somebody from Kazakhstan. So immediately made me pull for Canelo. But I love the dude from Triple G because he's the same country that Borat is from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds just like him, too. When he was talking, I thought that was boring. But I'll tell you about the fight when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we want to hear about this fight, Steve.
Well, now, let me tell you something. Though. It was
a good fight.
It was a draw. It was a great fight.
You thought it was a draw, too?
It was a great... No. Well, in the professional ranks, Triple G won the fight.
What's the difference, though?
How does
well,
that work?
You know, he outpunched it. He got more strikes. But in amateurs, you know, in pros, we don't care about that tit-tat-tat punch. That little punch where you tap him on his chin.
Jab and all
yeah, that shit. Jab right there. Unless it's a really banging jab. We don't.
It don't count.
They don't care about that in the pros. Because when Canelo threw, he threw from hell. You know, I'm stop. He was body shotting this guy. But he got outboxed in the middle rounds because Canelo did look like he tired. And I thought Triple G won all those middle rounds. And I think the last three rounds went to Canelo, which saved the fight, which gave him a draw, which is good for boxing because this is Canelo 2. Canelo
and Triple G 2.
Oh, that's coming.
That's got to happen.
And then he kept his belts, you know. And so I think, you know, it'll be a second fight. It'll be for a lot more money.
Everybody's saying Triple G won, though.
I thought he won.
Technically, yes. Technically. And Canelo would have had to do a lot more to beat him because you can't take the man's bout. You can't take his belts with that type of – you got to whoop the champ.
This is professional.
Yeah. This is not amateur boxing. Mm-hmm. You got to whoop the champ to take the belt. So if you don't whoop the champ, you're going to get a draw. Now he has some nice shots on him. But the scoring, this lady the lady judge.
Oh, there was a lady judge?
Lots of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of lady judges. And they're very good. They're very good. But this lady scored at 118 to 110, Canelo.
She must be watching another fight.
Another guy gave it 114. One of them gave it 114, 112, Triple G. This lady gave it 118, 110, Canelo. And then the other guy 114, 114. So it was a draw.
So it was her score that made the difference.
Well, hers was mostly lopsided more than anybody else.
That's right. And that's because that was not the same.
That was
fight,
not nobody. Fight. That's how I said she's watching something
this
else.
This dude could not have won that.
He turned
rounds.
In the score from the
so she shouldn't
fight.
Be judged.
Well, you know, judges do it. Can't say she. Then you're going to sound like the dude. What's the ball? The ball dude that said she's a female judge. She shouldn't be, you know, had removed from the game. So we're not going to get removed from the air today talking about she shouldn't be
judging
anymore.
Yeah, let's not be sexist.
And then I got to send some love out to my girl over at ESPN, Jamil Hill.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I got to send her some love, and I want ESPN to keep her on board. The White House is calling for her job, but that's the Huckabee chick. She's calling for her job. She called Donald Trump
a white supremacist.
But it was on her personal Twitter page, and she didn't do it on ESPN.
Okay.
She did not do it on ESPN, so she should not lose her job for that.
They want ESPN
you
to fire
You are what
her.
You act like sometimes.
Yeah.
So sending her a lot of love and prayers.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of support.
Bad. And, you know, the White House, you all have many more other things to concern yourself with than what the female sportscaster said.
Hello.
Well, let's
in
see.
A tweet.
Yeah,
in
North a tweet. Korea.
And now his
North
feelings
Korea.
Is hurt. All that stuff you said?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I mean, really, man.
Seriously?
You said you grab a woman's pee.
No, what you said about Obama.
White House.
You got that?
Yeah. Yeah. None of it.
No.
Yeah, you got to come
admit
on.
Admit it. You got to do better than that.
So, you know, they need to hope this. Our prayers go out to her. You know, but let me say this again. At running the risk of having some more fire come my way.
Well, maybe you should ask a question.
Let me ask a question.
Okay, there you
let
go.
Let me ask a question.
All right.
Ask it.
Would it be smart of all of us to be mindful, based on the climate that we are in today, do you think it's a good idea that we go about pointing out the flaws of the White House and the president in other ways? Because if you come with the straightforward attack, they come right back. And they come back with a fervor, and people are listening to them. So do you think that we as broadcasters and people who have a status out here have to be a bit mindful of how we're saying it?
Yeah, in this climate, I think so. If they're calling for Jemele Hill's job and she didn't even say it on ESPN, like you said, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, but yeah.
Because when I made the statement about Snoop and Bow Wow, I wanted them brothers to be careful because I care about them.
Yeah.
I took a lot of flack for that. Oh, you Uncle Tom? No, I'm not. But right after that, Kathy Griffin, Snoop had a video where he had the clown look like he was shooting the president, you know, which wasn't as vile as chopping the man's head off with blood on it with an ISIS statement, right? She lost her job. I'm just saying, I'm asking.
We
have got to be mindful, y'all.
And it's so crazy because he says whatever he wants to say, but whenever he wants to say it.
This is a double standard we're living in.
It absolutely is.
And we have a White House who watches social media, which has never been done before. You could say anything you wanted to say about President Obama. He didn't open his mouth because he was tending to the business of being president.
But the president that we have now uses social media. Brother, he tweets all the time.
The press secretary is talking about tweets. Talking about social media. This is ridiculous.
It is.
This is really,
crazy
really
times,
ridiculous.
Steve. You know, crazy times.
This is crazy because they calling for your job.
Yeah.
That's what makes
Seriously, man. Yeah. The White House is calling for a sportscaster's job that did not make the statement on the sports station, but on her personal Twitter.
So to answer your question.
So how she can't talk about sports no more because of what she said on her personal Twitter.
Exactly. Well, why should she lose her job because of that?
Now, what they really need to do is get down here to St. Louis and try to find out how this dude keep going free.
Man.
See, you got to go down there and ask why all these dudes keep going free because do Black Lives Matter? Obviously not.
Yeah, and they have a tape. They
that
have
was
the
a question. Do Black Lives Matter?
I know.
Obviously not.
All right, we have to go to break, Steve. You bring up some interesting points. We'll be back.
I'm with you.
It's Monday. Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jammer here with Church Complaints. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla Zimmy highlights and winners. Plus, we'll update you on national news, okay? It is Monday, and you know what that means. That means it is time for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with today's Church Complaints.
God, Lord, Creator, Motivator,
that's right,
Redeemer, a Messiah, Savior, all in all, Alpha, Omega,
that's right.
Sci-fi.
What?
Excuse me, that, where'd that come from?
Flipped out.
Got Kent.
That slipped out.
It's supposed to be the beginning and the end.
Well, man. That Omega Sci-Fi is the end of it all. I think you know that, you being a member of the Peppermint Group. Let us move on before this turn into something. You already mad at the producer. There ain't no need of you turning this on me because it ain't going to go good. Your ass will go home when I light in on your ass. Let us move on with church complaints headed up by the head of the complaint council. Our very own Deacon Def Jam. What is it now, sir?
Pastor, we have Brother Crandall Mosley. You know, he's a truck driver and he's only home 1 week out of a month. Apparently, he came home and found a size 13 men's shoes under his bed. Sister Sharita Mosley says she has no idea who they are. He wants to have a shoe fitting tomorrow with all the male members to see who fits the shoe. It's your call, though, Pastor. It's a size 13.
Well, I don't see that as a good idea, Deacon. Tell him that we won't have a shoe fitting tomorrow because this ain't Cinderella.
Yeah.
This ain't a glass slipper.
That's right.
Lots of men's wear 13. Now, he can't whoop everybody's ass down here at the jackpot because they got a 13.
What
he
going to
mess around
and get
started. I wear 13.
Mm, all right.
That's how I know we're not going to have this shoe fit.
Do you know if they your shoes?
Well, is it a Bruno Magli?
Because
if it's a Bruno Magli, it could belong to OJ.
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
You know, maybe she went out there and visited him for the weekend.
He had
the shoe in his cell. Everything, all the rest of the evidence was in the truck. How the hell he getting out of home? Who said that? I'm cool with it, though. Come on out, old JJ. See that you can stay your ass out this time.
All right.
Won't be playing golf with white folk, I can tell you that now.
so much.
Better hope Al Cowles done picked up golf.
Put Negroes.
Yeah, you can put on playground. They better not see your ass nowhere near golf. Go ahead, Deacon. I'm so sorry. So sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Where that come from?
Listen here. The remodeling of the church is finished, Pastor. We officially have our first outside business. The back of the church is now a service station, and the grand opening is next week. The problem, Pastor, Brother Titus Barlow has been filling up him and his wife's car without paying, but saying he's just making sure that it's working right. We need you to get with Brother Barlow.
Well, that's okay, because the service station is being set up for the release of O.J.,
huh?
And the service station is called the OJOK service station. And anybody that don't pay gets stabbed.
Ooh.
So tell him to continue to fill up if he want to. Fill up, gonna get you stuck up. Come on, D, come on with him.
All right. Now, Pastor, we have a youngster. He wants to speak with you. Little LaMarcus Whitaker, who is 9, wants to meet with you. The boy wants to know, when do you really go to be with the Lord? He say his mother, Glentonia Whitaker, goes in the back room at their house with Brother Ernest Jalivet. And that's on every Wednesday, and she screams, "Jesus, I'm coming," for 2 hours, but never goes to be with him.
Wow.
Well, you tell little LaMarcus that every time his mama goes in that back room, to go in there and put on Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig? What is that, pal?
Some video kid's supposed to like.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cartoon. Peppa Pig.
But what he needs to do is stay his ass away from that door. Because Jesus ain't in there. That's for sure.
All right, Pastor. Moving right along. The Bad Back Ministry is asking that the church put cushions on the pews where they lean their back up against. It's just wood right now, and they want cushions. It's $1,500. I know it's your call, but Sister Pearline Carruthers, who has a hunchback, is leading this request.
Well, here's another one that come from the OJ Back to Society Foundation. They're saying that OJ wants to start making pillows to go with his NFL pension. OJ is going to be making pillows. So that's the new OJ Back to
Society
program. And so OJ, for $1,500, will make all the pillows for the Bad Back Ministry.
Well, will it have his face on there on our
No, they won't.
Okay. All right. Oh,
but if you lean back far enough.
Lean back.
You'll get.
That's probably not going to work.
You need to rethink it.
How the hell going to work? OJ will be making the pillow for $1,500. Go ahead, Deacon.
All right.
Once again, that's the OJ Return to Society Foundation.
I love this.
Go ahead.
He should make a killing on these, huh?
He going to make a killing on these pillows. Boy, I like that. Come on, Deacon.
All right, Pastor. The Siamese twins, Deshane and Dwayne. Last night, Deshane passed away. But Dwayne is asking, can his brother's funeral be without a casket, because he don't want to lay down. He said he will just stand there and people can just pass by and get a respects. But it's your call, Pastor.
Well, once again, this just came in from the OJ Return to Society Foundation. OJ will write off for him for $1,500, and he can sit on the front row and watch the funeral with the rest of the family. OJ is willing to come and cut him right off.
Wow.
Nice, clean cut.
That's too much. I can't do that, Steve.
OJ says he has the knife. in the trash can at the airport with the clothes.
He finally found it, huh?
Man. Found him in statute of limitation. That's what we call it. You got a quick one there?
No, that was it, Pastor.
That was it. Well, I want to thank you all today, and already remember, if you have any ideas or contributions to the OJ Return to Society Foundation, because he is coming out next month, and he's going to be looking for work. He's
going to
be looking for work and white girls. Oh, two things he's going to be on the hunt for. Just be aware, young ladies. Things happen.
All right.
People often go back for the same thing.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last night was the 69th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards. It was hosted by late night show host Stephen Colbert. It was the small screen's biggest night. Some of the presenters were Alec Baldwin, Dave Chappelle. You just saw him at the Def Jam taping for the 25th anniversary, Steve. Oprah was there. And Saturday Night Live led the night with 22, count them, 22 nominations. Did you see the stars on the red carpet?
Looking good.
Yeah, I was working.
Me too. Who was on the carpet?
I was working. I didn't get a chance to see it. Got invited, but couldn't.
Oh, you got invited. You didn't get a chance to
go.
Go.
I was working.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got the rundown right now.
How did Black-ish do, by the way? Because I know they were nominated.
I know, right? Black-ish. And everybody was mad about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Didn't get nominated, but they missed the window.
Because they came in too late.
Well, yeah.
Season too late.
Well, you can't get mad at that. They has come out early.
But it was really good, though. Let's go, Carla.
Shirley, you mentioned Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live capped off its big season with a big night at the Emmys. The show won 4 awards, including Best Variety Sketch Series and Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for Alec Baldwin's Trump impersonation. Yeah, we're kind of salty. Black-ish didn't win. My daughter Tasha was devastated. We love that show. Shout out to Tracy Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson. Black-ish is a fantastic family show. However, we have to say a congratulations, huge congratulations are in order for Childish Gambino. Mr. Donald Glover himself made history as the first African-American to win for Best Comedy Director, plus Donald won for Best Comedy Actor for his hit show Atlanta on FX. My husband and I, we love that show. That show is truly art. But the women won big last night. Big Little Lies led with 5 wins. And shout out to Reese Witherspoon. She was executive producer and she also starred in the series. And in her speech, she said it was an incredible year for women in television, women getting to tell their own stories. And opening monologue for Stephen Colbert. Oh my goodness, he was so funny. But the big surprise guest, former White House press secretary Sean Spicer. Spicy made an appearance at last night's Emmy Awards. And finally, Sterling K. Brown. He won for Best Drama Actor in a series. You know that show, This Is Us, that is a hit show on NBC. Well, they cut off Sterling Brown's speech. Take a listen.
I want to thank my cast. Milo, Mandy, Justin, Chrissy, you are the best white TV family that a brother has ever had. Better than Mr. Drummond, better than them white folks that raised Webster. I love you. Susan Kelechi Watson, it is my pleasure to rep Black Love with you, sister. Let's keep doing it like Martin and Gina. Ron Cephas Jones, you just have to show up and the work is already there, brother. Thank you so much for embodying the presence, which is never an absence. I love you. Our writers, you are our life's blood. You can play. You can play. You can play. I didn't get that loud. Nobody got that loud music. Writers, I love you. You are our life's blood. Our producers and directors, I love you. I'm good.
Now, they cut off my man Sterling's speech, but let Nicole Kidman talk forever. I mean, really, really. That's it for the Emmys update. And for more Emmy winners, I want you to check out SteveHarveyFM.com. Or you can follow me on Lips by Carla on my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All right, back to you, Steve.
She's here, the very, very articulate
and informative Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, there have been demonstrations all weekend in St. Louis, Missouri, after this time a white ex-cop was acquitted of killing a young black man. At least 23 protesters arrested, 10 police officers said to be injured. Outraged members of the community marched to the home of the mayor at one point, breaking a window and splattering red paint on the building. A 24-year-old father, Anthony Lamar Smith, was shot and killed by then-St. Louis cop Jason Stockley in 2011. Stockley resigned from the force in 2013 and was charged last year with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Now, prosecutors argue that Stockley is heard on dash cam video saying, "I'm going to kill this mother effer," and seen on video furiously digging in his bag for something after he shoots Lamar Smith. Anyway, the government said he planned the gun on the victim. However, Stockley opted for a judge rather than a jury trial. He insisted to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that it was all self-defense.
As I testified at trial and to homicide on the day of, it was an imminent threat to my life.
Stockley says, though, he understands how the video may look. Local NAACP is asking the Justice Department to review this case. People in Southern Florida, bracing for a possibility of being hit by yet another storm. This time, Tropical Storm Maria has now achieved hurricane status, maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. There were three demonstrations in the nation's capital on Friday. First, there was one called the Mother of All Rallies that was in support of President Trump. There was another demonstration against Trump's policies, in particular demanding that his administration take stronger action against Russia for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And then there were the Juggaloos outside Lincoln Memorial. The Juggaloos are fans of the rap group Insane Clown Posse. They held a concert and rally demanding that the FBI stop listing them as a gang. They say they're fans. Tops of the weekend box office, the adaptation of Stephen King's novel It. For the second weekend in a row, it brought in $60 million.
A sausage. It's all connected by the sewers. That's where it lives.
Yeah, that's where it lives. It made $123 million on its first week last week. And also at the Emmys last night, Sterling K. Brown of This Is Us became the first black man to win Best Actor in a Drama in 19 years. He paid homage to the first black drama winner, Andre Brow of Homicide.
It is my supreme honor to follow in your footsteps.
And then there were the Emmy jokes, most of them anti-Trump. Most of them saying things like, well, you know, we go according to the popular vote. Like,
I thought you people loved morally compromised anti-heroes. You like Walter White. He's just Walter much whiter.
I suppose I should say, at long last, Mr. President, here is your end.
20 minutes after the hour, we look for Eugene the Butterfly in the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Steve, introduce Jay. So, Jay,
Because I know what he's going to do.
Happier, though, Steve. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, my man.
What do you know the butterfly? Like I do.
I love that.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
One more time.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Sing it like you mean it.
Do you know the butterfly? Like I do.
Oh my God! That right there. Oh my God! What more can a star ask for?
I think we say it too fast.
Yeah. You want to slow it down?
Too slow. Yeah.
But you can slow it down more.
One more time. Slow it way down. Do you know the butterfly?
Because I do.
I think I sounded good.
Shirley, when you hit harmony, it has to blend.
I wasn't trying to be harmonious. I was just doing my part.
Hello, I'm right here.
Is that
really
a word? Harmonious?
Harmonizes.
That was great.
Hello. I think I sounded great.
You want to hear it in German?
Hey, Eugene, let's do it again. Let me try it again, Steve.
Okay, here we go.
The butterfly.
Cause I do.
That was good.
Directed, Steve. From the top.
This is not rehearsed.
Hit. Do you know the butterfly? Cause I do. Do you know the butterfly? Cause I do. That was almost
it. It was good.
That was okay. I'm trying to learn it.
Hey, what is our name going to be? Do we have a group name?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. We only got 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Oh. No,
Steven.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't have time to go ahead.
You about to run out.
No, you
hurry. 20 seconds, hurry.
Y'all sat here and had rehearsal. What?
10 seconds, Eugene.
How am I supposed to do something in 10 seconds if I didn't say
anything? Damn, man, 9.
What day is it?
7.
Rehearsal
six,
before.
5.
What day
man,
is
your
it?
Your time is up. We'll be back. Damn, Eugene.
Jay is going to murder the hit when we come back.
Butterfly.
Y'all can go to hell. All of y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, everybody. We're all about love here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We can say that,
really?
Honestly. Yeah, except for the times when we hate each other.
As long as Eugene ain't here, it's all good. He just don't hate that.
Shout out to Alicia Keys, by the way. Last week, she sent a really sweet birthday message and took a moment to show her appreciation to her husband, Swiss Beatz. Please introduce Jay to Murder Another Hit, Steve, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, friendship wrecker. We will have no friends after this show is over. Ladies and gentlemen, Murder the Hit, Jay Avery Brown.
I just want to do a plug for my website, my brand new website.
Oh, congratulations.
JSpotComedy.com. Go check it out. A lot of stuff there. Now, this song was done a while back. Felicia Keys, I'm glad you brought that subject up. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anybody you bring up on this show, I did they song.
That's so scary.
Any name. So this is what song is this you said?
Oh, this is Brand New Me.
That's not my song at all. Check it out on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's been a while, going on almost 3 years. You act surprised, but put away those sad sweet tears. They all used to tell her that she shouldn't have got with me, but I ain't mad. The Swiss Beatz is with Alicia Keys. Can't be mad. The Swiss Beatz is with Alicia Keys. His face is like an eagle, and his nose is kind of strange. Owed the IRS back 2 million and some change. He was even married, but every girl has her needs. Why you mad? The Swiss Beatz is with Alicia Keys. She's got them long, long legs and high heels. And when she walks in the room, she glides. Have you looked at her booty? Have you checked out her? I'm not surprised. You know, she could be with a baller, or she could be with some unknown. Learning from Kardashians how to break up happy homes. Who don't need a sponsor in this bad economy? Together, people gave him bad press.
Why?
Who wouldn't want to be with Alicia Keys? That's all I was singing in the song.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
so you felt the need to do this?
I felt the need to put this.
I wanted to be with Alicia Keys.
Because me and Swiss Beatz is cool, so we still cool.
Yeah, you're still cool with that.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Alicia Keys is still cool.
Because I was sitting there going, hey, hold on.
No.
We love Alicia
Keys. I didn't offend.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on the show.
No.
I got a talk show now, dog.
This is you need everybody.
Nothing to say. This ain't
going to happen. From now on, all my songs will be to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
ain't mad.
This is with Alicia Keys.
I wasn't mad either.
No, I wasn't mad.
I supported it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. And they got a great couple, man.
They're good. Yeah.
They're still together. Couple. They're still in love.
Oh, yeah. Man, they're good people, man.
You can see the love.
And Swiss is wicked with that art.
Mm-hmm.
He's helped so many young artists, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alicia just a sweetheart, always been.
I'm not mad. Swiss is with Alicia Keys.
And I'm glad that they still be talking to me.
And they're going to come on
and
the
I'm
show.
So glad that I'm still working for Steve.
And if you want to know who sang, it was J. Anthony.
This can't be on you.
Hey, you're a trip.
All right, coming up next, the nephew in the building. He has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss it. But right now, it's time for the nephew. What do you have, nephew, for the
Your son call? Peed in the pool.
Oh, jeez.
Your son peed in the pool.
Wow.
Huh? Your son peed in the pool.
How do you know that?
It's yellow down in this deep end.
It's like you swim across a warm part.
That was a little different.
It suddenly got warm.
You know when it get warm. Your son peed in the pool. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm trying to reach Anastasia.
This is she.
How you doing, man? Listen, I'm Glenn, the lifeguard over here at the pool, here in the apartment complex.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a son named?
Yes, sir. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything is fine. I mean, a quick question, ma'am. We got a situation here with
what's going on?
We're not gonna be allowed to let him swim here at the pool in the complex anymore.
What?
We got
what
a
you mean?
Your son he swims here pretty much every other day. You know, I'm always here seeing him swim. But it seems like we've been trying to figure out who it is. Your son keep peeing in the pool.
Man, my son ain't peeing no pool.
Ma'am, I don't want to get into it with you. Your son, we finally narrowed it down. Your son is the one that's peeing in the pool every day. And, you know, it's really a bad thing. We can't continue to keep letting him come over here. We got to ban him from the pool.
My son don't pee in no pool. We ain't nasty like that. Did you take them to be in the pool? Why the you going to say it's my son in the pool?
Well, your son is the one that be making faces and stuff. And I know that's what he's doing. He in there peeing. Your son is the one that's peeing in the pool.
You making faces?
He be making faces. So I know he in there peeing.
What that got to do with a he can be making faces because pool cold or something. What the hell you going to say he's in the pool because he making faces?
Man, I'm not going to go
we
back.
We not nasty like that. I teach my kids better than that. He ain't in no pool.
Hey, lady, I'm not going to. All I'm saying is he can't come over here and swim anymore. He's banned from the pool until we rectify this problem.
Now, y'all just about paying my when he gonna be in that pool. And we don't in no pool. We gonna be down there tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm bringing all my kids to the pool.
No,
we
gonna
all in that.
Ma'am, I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you. All I'm trying to tell you is this right here. Your son has been peeing in the pool. My boss wants me to ban him. If he's not the one, then we will allow him to come back later. But right now, we're singling people out, and your son, you know, it just seems like he's the one that's doing it.
What you say your name was?
My name is Glenn. I'm Glenn the lifeguard. That's who I am.
Now, what's your real name? Glenn what? Because the that I'm supposed to be calling me. You ain't got no business calling my phone, talking about my son no fool.
I'm not at liberty to give my last name. The bottom line is, we
but
can't have your
to call
son
my
in the
phone.
What?
But you ain't liberty to call my phone, but you can't give me your whole name?
Okay, listen, all I'm supposed to do is call you and let you know that we banned your son from getting in the pool.
I don't give a what you talking about. You can't ban my son from playing the lifeguard. Get a real job, a summer job. Do you got a job at all? Calling my phone, you silly. You know what? You ain't buying and you can't stop nobody from coming in the pool, and we're going to be down there tomorrow again. And if we did in the pool, do your job and clean that.
Man, let me say this to you. If your son son comes to the pool tomorrow and get in the pool, I'm snatching your son out of the pool.
I wish you would. I wish you would. You don't need a lifeguard. You snatch my son out of the pool. I wish you would. What time the pool open at 10 o'clock? We gonna be there at 9:30. You got me up. Talking about you gonna snatch my son out of the pool. You done lost your mind. Everybody about to be in the pool. You done lost your mind.
Hey, lady, the problem is your son has been singled out. All the other kids are pointing at and saying he's the one that's doing it. Your son is the one that's peeing.
Whatever.
Okay. For right now, all I'm asking you is keep your son away from the pool for the next 2 weeks. If we find out that it's not him, we'll allow him to come back, okay?
He ain't staying away from the pool for 2 weeks, and if he do, he's going to come back and do some more pool. I'm going to take him the whole 2 weeks worth of and go back to that. Talking about my son in the pool, you can tell by his face. You said, what your boss said? How the you supposed to be watching for life? You watch in the pool. You unlocked your mind. You must not know who the you talking to. I will be down there tomorrow. Me and I don't find my kids. And they don't get in the pool, too.
You're not bringing all them kids over there, getting them in the pool. Let me tell you something. Don't you bring them kids over there and bring them in the pool. No, none of your children.
I don't give a what you say. You don't run your lifeguard. Get real.
Listen, lady. I'm not gonna continue to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say to you, and I'm done. Okay? One more thing, and I'm done.
You ain't got to say to me.
I do have one thing I do need to say to you.
What the you got to say to me?
I need to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your homeboy.
You.
Hello?
I'm a kid. Look at him. Nephew Tommy, man, you about to get this life going. Look at this fool. Y'all play too much. Y'all know y'all play too much. Don't raise my blood pressure for nothing. I'm walking toward the pool now.
I thought you was coming to the pool tomorrow.
I was coming to the office today, and they still was opening the 5 o'clock office to tell me I done call my father about my son in the pool. I was gonna come now.
Take care of them kids, baby. I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There it is. Everybody got one that didn't stop by the MP in the pool. Mama went off, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Man, Jesus.
All right, Tommy.
All right,
keep
Tommy.
On.
I got to do it. Send
you do good work.
Tommy, you on tour right now. You ain't nervous or nothing?
I know. All these people coming out to see you.
And let me say this. Big ups last night. We was in St. Louis, Missouri, even though the situation they was going through. People came out to the Fox Theater, man. We did a 3 o'clock matinee show and a 7:30 evening show. The place was packed. So thank you, St. Louis, for coming out seeing Mama's Boy.
Yeah, you're right. They are going through it right now.
We're going through it. Yeah. Tomorrow night, Rochester, New York. Wednesday, Philadelphia.
Rochester!
Yeah, Thursday, Hartford, Connecticut. And Friday through Sunday, Mama's Boy is in Baltimore, Maryland. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. What's wrong?
I'm going to need tickets for Rochester. I got some friends of mine up there.
Hey, Tommy, you think I can get 2 tickets to Rochester?
You know, this is the guy that didn't believe you that Janet did came. I wouldn't give him a damn thing. I wouldn't give him a damn thing.
That's the one.
He's the one.
You old ass elephant.
Don't worry about that. I remember. Elephants don't forget.
Don't forget.
I remember. Wow. Yeah, don't give him a damn thing.
Oh, but now you want tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, Junior, this ain't working out. That damn Jay over there reminded there, but you can't believe he's saying
that. I can't believe he's saying something. Old ass elephant.
I'm old, but you ain't getting no tickets.
Then he goes, elephants don't forget nothing.
Yeah. Elephants don't forget, man. Steve, let me hear the high voice asking for tickets.
Hey, Tommy. Listen. Can I get some tickets, man? Can I just get some tickets? All I want is just a couple tickets down to the show.
Say it, Junior, because I don't believe you sound like that. Say it.
Hey, Tommy, man. Tommy, can I get some tickets?
You sound just like him.
That's all it is. Can I get some tickets? I just know 2 tickets. I ain't asking.
Get your eyes. You can't tell who's talking.
2 tickets. Damn, 2 tickets.
That's 2 damn tickets.
I ain't there but for 2 tickets.
Don't give him a damn thing.
Shut
but you ain't going.
Mama's Boy. Get your tickets right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Mama's Boy, the hit stage play coming to town.
This ignorant show right here. Dang, Steve, you were dead on.
You nailed it, man.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Up next, we have a strawberry letter. But first, ESPN is dealing with a small crisis over there. And yeah, we say it's a crisis. ESPN host Jemele Hill tweeted anti-Trump message recently. She said Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has surrounded himself with other white supremacists. That's what she wrote. She called him the most ignorant, offensive president in her lifetime. She also called Trump a bigot and unqualified and unfit to be president. President Trump demanded an apology from the network. ESPN stated that Jemele has a right to her personal opinions, but not to publicly share them on a platform that implies that she was in any way speaking on behalf of ESPN. That's according to the network. Jemele has acknowledged that her tweets crossed the line and has apologized for doing so. We accept her apology. Several prominent liberal commentators decided to send out tweets echoing Hill's original statement. She has received a lot of support. Yes, she has. Yes, she has.
Good, good.
Yes, man. Yes, she has. She does have a right to her opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as we all do. Yeah. And just as the president does.
They asked two other people to sit in on the show for her.
They weren't going to have
that.
They
weren't going to have
it. They
that. Weren't going to do it.
No, the ladies were not going to have that.
No, we're not
going
to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just put another black person up there and think, don't nobody
We ain't nobody going to notice Jemele ain't there.
That ain't going to work.
Not right.
Yeah. No. They dealt with it the right way. You know, they said what they had to say. She apologized. Yeah. Now move on.
And let's move on.
Let's move on.
Just like when President Trump says what he says, he wants to move on.
And never apologize for one thing he has said.
He doubles down.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
He talk about people all the time from the president.
Yes. And tweets.
Yeah.
The story just came out, late last week that he called Jeff Sessions an idiot.
He just called it. He did. He called him an idiot.
Did. Yeah, and they say he has outbursts of anger all the time. So, you know.
He called a guy from Korea a rocket. He called him Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Kim Jong-un.
Karaoke guy. It's a Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Jay Anthony
I packed up my bags last night.
Come on, boy.
I'm going to be a kite.
Really?
It's a kite. It's a Rocket Man.
Steve, Rocket Man. Say something.
Let him go.
Call him a Rocket Man.
Jay.
It's a Rocket Man.
Jay.
That's
Rocket Man.
What's his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
He likes karaoke.
He likes karaoke.
Him and Dennis sang it all the time.
I packed my bag and last night. It's a 9 a.m.
Guys, we have to move on.
All right.
We have to. Please.
Buckle up.
Jesus!
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, do I stay for the finances and the kids? ? Good morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm a married woman in my late 30s. I've been married for 15 years with three beautiful children. My husband and I have been together since we were in high school. Our marriage, for the most part, has been drama-free. We have had the average issues of a young couple growing up together into adulthood while raising a young family. I consider my husband my best friend. The last couple of years, my husband has had his hands in several different ventures to better our financial status. I have allowed my husband full reign over our finances and supported him so that he could better our financial situation. Now my husband has always made more money than me. It has never been an issue for us, but now that he has bought some real estate property, etc., he has become a little cocky.
Big boy.
I've been bringing it to his attention that he has started discarding my opinion in our financial decisions and had started treating me like one of our kids. It seems that he is short with me and snaps at me like the kids. It's like he forgot I am his counterpart and how supportive I was as he raised us to the top. In my frustration, I made a really bad choice. I turned to another man who seemed to appreciate me. He is a single, divorced, older man that has enjoyed his bachelor life fully
especially over those past years. He shared with me how he has played the field to the fullest. He is now looking for a wife. I think he is fascinated with me because my mindset as a wife to let my man lead while I support him. This guy feels I can make him a better man. This guy does make me feel like I'm the greatest thing that has ever happened to him. While my husband makes me feel that any failure in his life was because we married young and he didn't fulfill his destiny. This situation turned so ugly that I asked my husband to move out, and he did. This older guy is not as financially disciplined as my husband. The problem is that I have become accustomed to living a certain way. My husband forgave me for the affair, and it's changed since he realized someone else wanted me. He claims he realized it. He really does love me, took me for granted. I have my guards up because I gave him my all and he didn't appreciate it. I feel like he thinks it's cheaper to keep me. I let him move back in and I thought that I could forget about the other man. I still love my husband, but I am not in love with him anymore. I prayed on it and asked God to remove the other man from my heart. It worked for a short time, but I seem to be right back at the same crossroads. The other man has made it clear that he wants me as his wife and that he will do the best he can to take care of me. My issue is that I've been married since I was 23 years old, and I don't know if I want to turn around and marry this man, although I have no desire to date anyone else. But I can't afford to be on my own and live the way I've been accustomed to living. What if I'm making a grave mistake and lose my husband in the process? Should I stay with my husband even though he doesn't make my heart flutter anymore? Should I take a chance with this other man even though I will have to start all over and might have to struggle with him? Plus, my kids could be devastated by the whole situation. Do I stay for the finances and the kids? Confused. Dear Confused, yeah, Lacey, you really, Lacey. Really are confused. Yeah, your kids will be devastated by this situation. This letter is crazy. You know what? Your whole marriage is messed up because of you. It's just a hot mess. I got a question for you. This is how you work on your marriage, by turning to another man? I don't know. Maybe you left something out, but I never got to the part in your letter, you know, where you guys tried to work this thing out before you turned to another man. And we've said many, many times on this show, you cannot go outside to work on what's wrong with your marriage inside, okay? You were right about one thing, that you made a bad choice. Okay, you're human. The key to it is to stop making these bad choices. This is something phenomenal that happened here to me. Her husband forgave her for sleeping with another man. To me, that's phenomenal because men don't usually do that. Women, yes, but men, no. They usually don't forgive that sort of thing. But he wants you back. He's told you how much he loved you, all that sort of thing. Go back to your husband. Leave this other man alone. And please get your priorities together. All you talk about is money, 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 money. That's phenomenal that her husband took her back.
Your man deserves a parade.
Yes. We'll be back with a code cracker.
Rand Marsh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's go to part two of today's Strawberry Letter.
Woman been with her man for a long time. Had a great life. They've been together so long, they raised kids. Just typical problems in the family. Then she allowed her husband to take over all the finances. He became cocky. One thing led to another. She felt belittled. She said she made a bad choice and turned to another man. Now she's fascinated with this new man. He's all of this in a bag of chips. And then now her husband obviously finds out and forgives her. And before that happened, she's with this man who's not financially together. He's an older guy, treats her like a queen, so she says, blah, 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 blah. It got so bad that she asked her husband to move out, which I find ironic because is it not you the one who cheated?
Right.
Now, your husband got to get the hell out because you cheated. Now, your man leaves the house. He discovered he wants you back. He forgave you for the affair, which I must tell you, as Shirley said, is absolutely phenomenal because most men, you can't take my cookie and crumble it nowhere.
I don't know.
Nowhere.
Right.
Break it off, pass it out. You can't open the pack up in front of nobody. You got people just Oreo cooking going on, or all the middle gone. You just cannot do this and then come back up in here. So you've got an interesting man right there. He realized he was treating you wrong. Now he wants you back. You let him back in the house. Your feelings for him are not the same. You've prayed to God to take your lust away for this other man. It worked for a little while. Okay, well, so blase, blase, blase. Now, you don't know if you should go with this man because it changes your financial situation too much. Your kids will be devastated. Shirley pointed out a great point. The kids are going to be devastated. But now let's really talk about what's really going on.
Come on, Steve.
Cold Cracker see some mess in here. Mm-hmm. I've allowed my husband full reign over our finances and supported him so that he could better our financial situation. A couple of lines go by. Then you say, he started discarding my opinion in our financial decisions. Did you not just say you gave your man full reign over the financial decisions? Now you say he's starting to disregard my opinion. You didn't have one at the beginning when you gave him full reign. Now that things are going well, is it that you wanted credit too? And he wasn't passing it out. Because men will stick their chest out once we've accomplished something. They will forget, admittedly, ladies, that it was a we effort. I understand that part of it right there. Then she says, it's like he forgot that I'm his counterpart and how I supported him. I raised us to the top. Now, she says, in my frustration, I made a really bad choice. I turned to another man who seemed to appreciate me. Here's her description of this man. He's a single, divorced, older man, enjoyed his bachelor life fully over the past few years. He shared with me how he has played the field to the fullest. He's now looking for a wife. I think he's fascinated with me because of my mindset as a wife to let my man lead while I support him. Well, that's an interesting thing you just said. This is your description of this guy. Somebody who's played the field to the fullest, so now you think all the player stuff is washed out. Your husband being a player was not the problem. But now you're stepping into a relationship with a man who has told you what he has been, has been a player, and now you thinking that they got him all out of the situation. But you think his fascination with you is your mindset as a wife that you know how to support your man. Oh, okay. Then if I was him, I would be looking at you. Because your support of your man, when you got tired of not being, was you turned to another man.
Right.
If I was this new man, I would be looking at you upside your head. Because that's what you call total support. You went outside the marriage. See, do you want to make this letter about how he treated you? And I got what he did was not the best way to approach it. The I, me, when it should be we.
Yeah.
We can be guilty of that many times. But hold on. Let's talk about what really went wrong. You broke the vow. You gave him full reign of the money. Then he didn't give you enough credit. Now you go outside and you go get a homeboy. Now you got a problem with homeboy. See, you talk about how good old homeboy is. He's an older man that is not as financially disciplined as my husband. You going to leave him too?
Yes.
You think you fell out with your man. You waited your money ain't right. You waited you go down to that bank and got to pay that $20 whatever fee is for a non-sufficient fund check that get returned all the time. Because that's what you fitting to be doing. Now, you can get up here and everything is cozy with the dude you just kicking it with because y'all don't live together. You ain't got the
commitment.
Yeah, your new man ain't got the problems that your husband got. Y'all ain't got the life you and your husband got.
Right.
Y'all ain't got the problems or the situation. So, yeah, it always look rosy on the other side, but you went over to the other side. Now, you done let your husband back in the house. Now, you don't love him anymore. Now the man, guess what, wants you back. Now, guess what? I prayed on it and asked God to remove the other man from my heart. It worked for a short time, but I seem to be right back at the same crossroads. You know what that means to me? That means you back sleeping with this dude again.
All right, guys, we have to go. Good letter, but we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Please don't forget to join me this coming Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, that is, for
go
the
ahead,
Strawberry
Shirley.
Letter live after show on Facebook. You can find me at My Girl Shirley or Shirley Strawberry, okay, on Facebook. Switching gears now, last night was the 69th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards. It was hosted by Stephen Colbert of the Late Show. It was the small screen's biggest night. That's what they call TV, the small screen. You know that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Carla's here with our Emmy update. Let's go, Carla. What you got, girl?
Okay, Shirley, quick update on the Emmys before we run out of time. Blackish didn't win. You mentioned Blackish. It didn't win. My daughter, Tasha, we love that show. It's a great family show. However, congratulations are in order. Childish Gambino, baby. Yes, Mr. Donald Glover made history as the first African-American to win for Best Comedy Director for his hit show Atlanta. And the women won big last night, Big Little Lies. And Sterling K. Brown, great speech. They cut his speech short. He won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for This Is Us. More Emmy winners, go to steveharveyfm.com, or you can follow your girl Carla Farrell at Lips by Carla on Twitter or Instagram. Shirley?
We will be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, NeNe was on your show. She's from Fashion Police, of course, and she's going to be on the new season.
And
of,
NeNe was NeNe.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's how you can say NeNe was NeNe.
She gave it to the people.
She gave you all the
NeNe.
How'd she look, Steve? She always looks fabulous. Yeah, fabulous.
She came with it. NeNe ain't going to play with it now.
Yeah.
She know what to do on TV.
Yeah, and she knows how to be provocative and make you watch and make you want to watch her and hear what she has to say as well.
Well, or you can just get on there and argue with her like I did.
You were arguing with
her. Yeah, just on here just arguing. We ain't agree on a damn thing. Me and NeNe were on there just arguing.
It was
a friendly argument, but it was just wasn't I. She didn't agree with the 90-day rule.
Oh, okay.
Oh, from your book.
Yeah.
I'm just not a 90-day girl.
Well,
how many days?
I said, hell, it's a grandmother. What the hell? What days you talking about? Uh-huh. And you got a husband.
Uh-huh, right.
So, come on. You ain't got to wait 90 days.
Right. Mm.
I think a woman should make a decision quicker than that. You know, that third date, you ought to know if you're with a man and just go ahead. And them little young girls start clapping. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all better listen, Uncle Steve.
Listen to NeNe.
Be clapping, okay? NeNe got a man.
Yeah.
NeNe got a man, got money on TV. Your ass sitting up here ain't got neither.
Well, did she talk about being excited to come back to Atlanta Housewives?
No, I didn't talk about that because I don't know nothing about
the Housewives.
Oh,
yeah, you don't.
I don't know who owned it or nothing.
What about Fashion Police? Because she's also on there.
Yeah, she was on there.
Uh-huh.
Talked about this.
Well, you gave us a little sneak peek. Can we play a little bit
ahead.
Of what you guys
That'd
chopped it
great.
Up about?
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look.
Everybody, we're back with my girl NeNe Leakes. Now she's here to take your questions. This is NeNe Speaks.
Oh yeah, man, I'm so excited.
So NeNe, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Where's Doreen? Doreen has a question.
Oh, hi, Doreen.
Hi, NeNe. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I'm here to ask about my son.
Yes.
He keeps sagging his pants.
Okay.
He sags his pants at church. He sags his pants at the grocery store. So to try to get back at him, I try to sag my pants in front of his friends. And I brought him here with me. He wears three pair of pants, boxers, shorts, and pants.
Dang.
And it's time to look like a man to get a woman.
First of all, I can't get over you sagging your pants.
Yeah.
If that's he's gonna just, sack his, I'm gonna pull mine down.
Girl, that is just too much.
I'm trying to teach him a lesson.
There's not a woman on this earth that goes, you know what? Ooh, with his pants pulled down like that, girl, that's what I want. Look, man, at one point in time, you gotta let it go. You get a job, you gotta fall in love.
I like it.
All right, Steve.
NeNe was NeNe. You're right. Mm-hmm. NeNe was NeNe.
Mm-hmm. You were dropping knowledge, though.
Oh, he's sitting up in there, too. Had a beard and everything. The hell are you sagging for?
He was older, a little older.
What do you
looked
get?
Older.
I said, you got a girlfriend now. Sitting there with a full beard, boy.
You ain't had none of that.
Why? You live at the house with your mama and you sagging. What?
What's the cutoff age?
One point in time, you got to figure what ain't working for you.
Right.
Now, if you ain't working and you ain't got a girlfriend and you live at your mama's house, could it be the same?
You got three things.
Yeah.
A beard, sagging, living with your mama.
right
there.
That's
a mama's boy.
Strike three.
Yeah. Mama's boy to play.
That's say mama's boy.
I looked at that dude. I said, little brother, man. So the show is really good today. The show is picking up fans. It's mm-hmm. The numbers Thursday and Friday went way up
cool,
again.
Cool.
So we starting to climb that ladder, man, get to where I want the show to be. It's a really, really good show, man.
Okay.
Hey, I have an idea.
All right,
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Ladies.
Yes.
I'm asking Shirley and Carla. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've already done this. I want to do a segment that features women.
Really, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, but I just want, like, every day, you know, just like a, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like a shout out.
You know, yeah, every
make
day.
Make a special I wanna queen for a day something. Type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Queen mm-hmm. for a day, something like yeah. that. But what, like what would be the best way to feature women? What would be the best way to feature women? Like women who what? Or women who did this? Yes, Jay?
I got it.
Yes, sir.
I got it.
You pick. Did you raise your hand on
because,
radio?
Yeah.
I love it.
This is the only way I can get heard around here.
Pick me.
You pick me. You pick a female who's doing tremendous things across the country, mm-hmm. in their neighborhood, on their job, at their church, whatever.
Yes.
An event. And you make her feel special. You give her a shout out. You do something special for her. Somebody that's never going to get shouted out across this country. Steve's queen for a day.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Steve. Mm-hmm. And then you know what, too, Steve? You can give him a
I just came up
treatment.
With that. I just thought about that.
Yeah,
that was my idea.
Mm. Yeah. We gave
it was great,
it.
Jay.
It was great.
Yeah, it was
can
great.
I get
like
some applause?
One of the best ideas I've ever heard in my life.
There you go.
There it is. There it is.
You ain't did nothing as a kid. Before,
I did man. Do that. He just said
you ain't get no love as a kid.
But
your little fat ass.
Make her feel special. Yeah, I think Carla was.
That's great.
We had the same idea. Give her a spa treatment, get her hair done, her nails done.
Yes.
All of that. I mean, you know, because sometimes we do so much for others as women.
But for what, though? I'm trying to get the for what.
Oh, for like the.
I need specifics, not just something. What? That's what makes the idea come to life.
You mean like she's
Steve's
a great
queen for a day?
If she's done what?
Well, if she's a good business person, a great teacher,
teacher, right?
How do we get them? How do we find out about them?
Oh, they send in letters.
Yeah, you can have.
Oh,
I see. You know
what
videos. Saying. Yeah, they could send in videos.
What if we had men nominate these women?
I was going to say that, too.
Or husbands nominate their wives. Yeah, if you know a woman, you can put it out there. If you know a woman who's special in your life, who's done this, blah, 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 we want you to nominate her. Send your videotapes. Send your letters to SteveHarveyTV.com.
All
right, y'all. Go to our email and send us your ideas. What's our email, Monica? SteveTV.com. Go to SteveTV.com. Thank you.
That's
going to
be great.
We'll be right back.
Cool. Coming up next, our special guest, Jerry Springer's in the building.
Jerry.
We'll be right back.
Jerry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, here we go, folks. Hey, we got a special guest. It's a friend of mine, too. I love this dude, man. He's hosted one of the most engaging TV shows ever. He's hugely popular and successful show. It's called Jerry Springer. Made him a cultural icon, y'all. Now, the new season of Jerry Springer kicks off today with some outrageous new shows that you really don't want to miss, y'all. Let's find out about the new season. Please welcome my buddy, my man, Mr. Jerry Springer.
Jerry, don't get up. Don't get up.
Jerry, how you been, man?
I'm fine. It's always good talking with you, Steve.
Man, I love this dude. Look, you're kicking off the 27th season, Jerry Springer.
There's no accounting for taste.
No. But I'll tell you what, the money you produce, it tastes okay.
So oh, no, I volunteer. I don't get paid. I volunteer.
Hey, y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
The title of today's show?
What?
Sex with a Pregnant Stripper.
Come on, Jerry.
Wow. Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
What can we expect on this Sex with a Pregnant Stripper?
I have no idea. I am not the father, I'll tell you that. Hey, no, yeah. I think, honestly, see, they put the titles on the show after we tape them. So, honestly, I have no idea what you're going to see today. Because what we do is I'm not allowed to know what the show's about. So they hand me a card, which you see me carrying around. And the card has on it are the names of the guests. and then I'm supposed to ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching, and then make jokes. But I'm never allowed to know the subject matter. So when people ask me what the show is going to be about, the best I can say is it's about an hour. But that's it. I never know. So
that's crazy.
So yeah. They put it all together after I do the interview. So
man, I like the format. Let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
You have some of the strangest situations. People need help. They come on the show. Some of the most interesting guests by far. Are you flooded with these great stories? I mean, have you ever, like, run out of stories, or they just keep coming?
They just, it's kind of scary, but they actually just keep coming. There's, you know, we don't have the kind of show where you could talk someone into being on. So the only people that get on the show are people who desperately want to be on. So we get thousands of calls from people around the country who have stories and are fans of the show or whatever and just want to be on. And so we never have to, it's not like the producers have to sit around and come up with ideas. This is just people's real lives, and they just want to put it on television. And let's face it, we never deal with really serious issues. It's about dating. Someone's upset because their girlfriend's dating another guy or something like that. So I'm not saying they don't get angry, but it's not life-changing. Tomorrow they're dating someone else. So, you know, so that's really, you know, really the way it is. But, no, we never have to come up with the stories.
You know, I love watching the show because it just lets me know, you know what, Steve? You're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're absolutely wonderful. As a matter of fact, right. You're way ahead of the game.
Yeah. Well, we knew you were okay ahead of time, so you didn't have to watch
this.
You know?
Hey, man, I tell you, man, good luck with everything, man. You're kicking off the 27th season. I want everybody to tune in today.
Well, you're a great guy, and you've always been nice to me, and I appreciate that.
No, man, because you really are a great guy. I met you in that airport that time, and we've just remained friends ever since. I think you're solid.
Do you still have that dollar I lent you?
No, I spent that. I bought the coffee. Okay. Jerry.
You borrowed some money from Jerry?
Yeah, I can't explain to you what happened. Yeah. I didn't have it. I just had it. He was the only dude I know. I said, Mr. Spring, I'm sorry. Steve, what's going on? Got a couple of dollars, man. I left my wallet. So I owe him. Hey, our website. I want you to go to his website, jerryspringer.com, everybody. There's a list of his premiere week shows as well as information on how to come see a live taping. And if you just want to be on there, hopefully you're not listening right now, but if you want to be on there, go there. Ladies and gentlemen, the premiere Jerry Springer today. Go to jerryspringer.com, see what time it is in your area. Jerry Springer, I love you, man.
I love you. You're the best.
Thank
Jerry,
you, man. Appreciate
Jerry,
it.
Jerry.
He's probably so sick of that.
Pregnant stripper, baby.
Yeah, man. You got to have something going on. Right?
Yeah, I like that.
You just out here just shaking it with your stomach.
I love it.
What time that come out? I don't want that visual.
It's really big now.
I got to get some of that. I got to see that.
A pregnant stripper.
Man.
The stupidity of men is, oh, yeah, I could go on and do this. That can't be mine, so let's go. Yeah. You don't understand the mindset of the male, man. It's so deep.
Somebody somewhere like that.
I'll sign up for it.
I know.
Yeah. And fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
With the stripper.
Be defending
I'll take,
them.
I'll take care of you and the baby.
You don't talk to her like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right after, let me tell you what, after this session right here, could you stop stripping and move in with me? And I'll take care of you.
Cinnamon's a beautiful Jerry, person.
He had a real life circus, man.
Yeah.
I want you to meet my mama, but just don't tell her about the stripping.
The mama find out on the show.
Yeah. Cinnamon is a beautiful person.
My mama don't
person.
Watch that show unless that lady from her church tells
Have y'all ever been fascinated with a stripper, though? I mean, am I the only?
Wow. Well, why don't you just tell us what you want to tell
yes.
us?
Yes.
I'm just asking if I'm the only one just had feelings for a stripper. At
I'm
one
in love with a stripper.
They wrote a song about it.
I'm pretty sure you know on this show you are. Because I can honestly tell you I've never, ever had feelings for a stripper.
Yeah, you always said that doesn't turn you on.
I don't like it, man. I'm not a strip club guy. Never have been. Mm-hmm. Joe Torre took me to my first strip club.
Did he? Joe Torre?
Well, no, I performed at my first strip club in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Hated it. Felt sorry for all the girls. I was trying to help them.
There you go with that. Dog,
my stupid ass was trying to help. Why you up there?
Man, the
I'm in there. I didn't have no money.
Uh-huh.
I'm 29 years old. But I just didn't understand. Why y'all up here don't do this to yourself?
Just get up there, tell your jokes, and
so
sit
that's
down.
What he said. Let me tell you something. Saturday night, it's last night. Oh. Well, ain't no problem. I can't.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question, guys. I want to ask you guys. How do you know if you're spending too much time on social media? And that's for everybody when I say guys. Here's some signs you and your phone need to take a break, okay, from social media.
Uh-huh.
You're making outlandish plans just for the photo op, okay?
Yeah. People who do too much.
Let me get the lighting right. Yes. I know a lot of people
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We work with one, don't we?
Take my picture, Mississippi Monica.
I mean, delete that. Delete all of that.
Peggy. All right, that's one. You make all these outlandish plans just to take a selfie or, okay. Your followers know more about you than your significant other does.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
You're spending a lot of time on social media.
Man. You know what? You're right. I believe you.
That's a shame when the people who subscribe to your feeds know more details about your life than the person you're dating does. That is crazy. You should consider. You should consider a social media break. You won't go anywhere without full hair, full makeup, if you can't run to the CVS because of your social followers. You do that, Jay?
I'm just saying, if you've got more pictures in your phone of yourself than anybody else, you are very selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a selfie.
Selfie-ish. Just
selfie.
Pictures of you.
You're selfie-ish.
Don't you know what you look like by now?
Yes.
At every angle.
All right, here's another one. If you're always on social media when you're hanging out with your friends, you're at dinner. You're at the table just, you know, taking selfies.
I don't get pictures of food. Just the food.
Man. Some people are into that. People are into
my
that.
My wife
though.
Do that.
People are into it. You know, especially if it's a really good presentation.
Who does it, Tommy?
My wife do that.
You really thought that would be smart to say?
Why? She do it? What?
I've seen people do it in restaurants. I've seen grown men do it.
I don't understand what it's for. Are you going to rewind that lady and say, this is, what does that do?
No, but you put it out there because other people like to see what you eat, where you are.
Other people need to carry their butt to the restaurant. I don't understand it.
People are so into it, though.
I ain't even married, Tommy, and I know that ain't smart.
It wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Why are we having trouble understanding that he said something stupid?
Hey, I'm not.
She's content with me.
I can't wait for that
That's
response.
That's scary.
Oh, I wish we could call her. Man. Get the real story.
Let's not call.
Mm-hmm. You ever thought about what you're going to say when she walk in the room and say, I want out?
Well, he's giving it to Thanksgiving, right?
This till death do us part.
No, but Steve's giving you.
Somebody got to lay it down. I'm telling you that now.
Somebody got to go out the long way.
If you want out, you know how to get there.
Well, then you're going to get killed. Keep it up here. Oh, man. It's just crazy when you hang out with your friends, when you're doing stuff and you're taking pictures. You know, you're not engaged. You're not in the moment.
We are so attached to our phone.
Yes, we are.
I'll go back to get my phone, not my medication.
Oh.
I got to go back and get my phone to save the relationship. I don't to hell with that medication.
What is in your phone, Tommy?
I got to get that phone.
I got to go get that phone.
Okay, and I got that thing programmed. The FBI can't get it, man. I'm telling
you. Forget that medication, Tommy.
Yeah, man, to hell. I can get some more medication.
All right, hang on.
You got that picture of that dude walking home in that hospital gown with the back out.
Oh, yeah.
With the socks on. He was just walking home. The caption said, when you've left your telephone at home.
He got the IV drip.
He still got the badge on. He just heading to the house.
You got to go get that phone, man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, how are you feeling? This is your second week down, right, on the new talk show?
It's going really good. It's getting better and better. It's getting better and better.
It's so nice. It's so nice over there.
It's really, really.
facilities and everything. I mean,
it's top flight facilities.
Thank you for coming. You came over to see us.
Y'all came over, man.
You visit us in the Amistad. Thank you so much.
We came to Jay and Junior's house.
The Amistad.
That's what you call it?
We're packed in there. We're packed. We are packed up.
It's fun. Yeah, I imagine the room bigger. You guys.
Oh, no.
When we say you guys work closely together, we really mean that.
Yeah.
You guys are on top of each other.
I swung around one time and said, hey, Jay, we hit heads.
Yeah,
right on top of each other.
But it's fun. No, writing with Junior, it's like, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because he says something. He laughs at it, then he walks down the hall, and then he comes back, and he's still laughing at what he just said. And you're waiting, okay, well, what next? We got more stuff to write.
And then that's his routine, Jay.
Down the hall.
I'm not by myself. Hold on, you talking about
Jay?
Jay writes so he laughs at it. He's like, hold on. Then he had to go run it by five more people, then bring it back and say, that's good. We put it in there. But he done ran it by five other people. I hear Tabiti laughing. Down. I hear Will laughing. He ran by five different people. So we got to hold up. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it, though. As and me being young as I am, and being as busy, a lot of respect I have to give to J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
because
sir.
This man is brilliant. And he's
something
teaching
coming.
Me so many
no,
different things.
Coming. No, it's something coming.
No.
He's giving you a compliment.
I sure hope it is.
He's giving you some love right here,
Jay. All I'm saying is he's brilliant writer. Yeah. I'm just nervous he gonna die.
I told you. Oh. What did that
in
say?
In the middle
Come
of a
on,
joke.
There you go. There you go. That's
I
what
think
I
he gonna say,
go.
Hold on. How about that?
And keel over? Oh, my God.
You don't know what it's like working under these conditions.
And I'm
well, y'all play hard.
I'm waiting for a crisis to take his ass out, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how nervous I am? Every time we be right, I see him take a bite of a chip. I got to check the package. Is it sugar?
Before anything happens to either one of us, Steve, we want to thank
man,
you.
Man, thank you.
Oh, there,
man. We
I
have
just
a great
want y'all
time,
to
man.
Know it's both been a lot of pressure on me. Trying to keep both of y'all alive. It's hard to work with two sick-ass people all the time. You
got to
watch
though,
the food that's sitting around for Jay. You can't let a cool breeze come through on Junior.
Who got the air on this?
But okay, let me ask you this. They write for you. How much, or do you use all of their stuff, or how much of their stuff do you use?
95% of it.
Wow. That's
good.
Awesome.
95%.
No,
that's
we have really to get good. The other writers in the room. We give them a lot of credit. It's a team effort that we put together. And then Steve will come in and go, not using it.
Because I know me. I know my voice. I don't want to do the joke that's not. Like we wrote a funny thing on the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny because it costs $1,000.
Yeah, it's expensive.
You got to take out a loan to get this phone. You got to call all your friends like they told me to joke. Said you call your friend, hey, man, how you doing? Ain't nothing, man. Hey, man, can I borrow $25? He said, sure you can. Okay, cool. Then you hang up and go, all right, $975.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with just one more thing. It's been a good day,
it was
huh?
a fantastic day.
Yeah, I like this Monday.
Yeah, it was a great
I did.
Day.
I like
today
this
was
thing.
A good day.
Mm-hmm. Jay made it.
Whoa. You really are watching him.
That damn fight was good, too.
Oh, that fight was definitely
Canelo
really good.
And,
it was good fight.
Triple G. That's going to be a rematch, man. Got to be because it's a draw. Now, that fight going to be worth a lot because they was in that banging.
They were.
There was not no dull moments,
no.
man. They was in there fight.
Really, I missed it. And
tell you one thing, though. Canelo hit him, though.
If he catch him clean.
Yeah. I think his ribs is hurting today because he went up on there, man.
Oh, yeah. He went up in there and got it. And and Triple G was doing no body work in the beginning.
Nah.
But if they get in there. But you know what, man? I think Canelo was messing around too much in the beginning. And his corner told him, he said, hey, man, you don't need to experiment with this guy. Stay off the ropes. Because staying on ropes is not good with Triple G.
What class is this?
Middleweight.
Middleweight.
Oh.
Middleweight, 160.
Oh, so that's bigger than Floyd.
I ain't been 160 since the third grade.
You've been what? You weighed 160 in the third grade.
Hey, that took me back.
Eight?
took me back. Yeah, that was the one.
You were husky, huh?
I wore husky jeans.
You were husky.
Remember husky jeans, Steve?
Yeah.
Floyd fought in the junior. Floyd did 150 this last fight. Canelo near me 160. He came. Floyd out though. He good.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing else to prove. And then you can't get back in there with Canelo now. Just go on stage.
Nah.
40. Get on out. You good?
Man. Okay.
40, undefeated, legend, Hall of Fame, pound for pound.
That's it.
You know what? They got some chins. You can't teach chin, can you?
No, you can't teach it. No, you have to have a good chin.
You know who else got a real strong chin? George Wallace's mama. I mean, the way he like, that's all you got?
We went through the whole morning without you mentioning.
Well, he gonna get it out.
Mrs. Wallace, and here you go at the last break.
I was actually sitting waiting right here. He had a good chin. Are we talking about fighters?
Yes.
George Wallace.
That's all you got.
You mess around, break your hand.
One day, Jay. All right.
Yeah, Steve was ready. Like, ooh, he's about to talk boxing, right?
Cool, yeah, boxing. I like it. Who got a good chin out there today? Yeah.
So he surprised even you, Steve.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
All right, I have this one last story. I don't know, guys. But
Bring it.
All right, here we go. This is according to TMZ now. OJ.
Perk up. Here I go.
Right, exactly.
Right out my ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
First comedy special was about OJ.
It sure was.
And I'm still doing OJ jokes. Yeah. Come on. This is all doing the trial.
Okay.
I've been doing jokes since trial. Come on, let's go, Shirley.
All right, OJ is salivating over getting back into the swing of things after prison, because we all know.
Swing of things.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, he ain't swung enough.
Yeah. Come on. Next month he's getting out. And yes, that includes golf, lots of golf. OJ tells, OJ's lawyer tells TMZ that Juice, for starters, has narrowed down around five potential residences of where he might live in Florida following his prison release. He'll have to submit a parole plan on exactly where he'll live, so he's still mulling it over. One home might be out the window because OJ's lawyer said one of the homes got hit hard by Hurricane Irma. Once settled, we're told OJ's plans to get back. He plans to get back in shape so he can golf as often as he wants.
So he had said five places he might live. I think Sharpton is one of the places he might live. Sharpton, Kentucky, and Knifton, what did I say wrong? Knifton, Illinois. He's going to move there, too.
Five potential places, bro. He got wiped out in the hurricane. Well, he can't stay there. He's going to have quite a go because
I hate Jay Anthony
whatever
Brown.
Neighborhood he moves into, there's going to be, you know. Yeah, it's gonna be some terror.
When he walk in the room,
so does he take out the trash?
Hey, everybody!
Hey.
If he moves anywhere around white people, it's gonna be some picketing.
What is it gonna sound like, Steve?
Yeah. And if you move around black people, it's gonna be real interesting.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going to sleep over there. OJ light still on.
Interesting how.
Wait a minute, baby. OJ light.
OJ light.
Baby, OJ light still on.
What the hell is he keep moving for?
Yeah. The black neighborhood, they watching. Oh. Ain't no neighborhood
ain't no
watch.
Sleeping over there.
Ah, baby, his light still on. Something up.
Something up.
He be driving by. OJ!
Hey, look off in the window and see him dragging something. He dragging another body. Oh, no, that was laundry.
No, that was a carpet.
Look at that bag in there with trash, man. Ain't no trash. Uh-uh.
Yeah. He can't go pick up a roll of carpet, nothing.
No. Can't come in with a rug, none of that.
What if you have a party, would you invite him?
Why you gotta wait to get out to get in shape? Don't everybody get in shape in jail?
Did you see him? He wasn't in shape.
No, surely. He's lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
Really?
But do you?
Yeah he lost a lot of weight, man. He lost it because he was really swole when he first went in. Yeah. He started getting in shape in jail. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he cut his weight down.
He cut it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I can't make it to the gym today. And why is that, Mr. Simpson?
Hey, but
would you invite him? I mean, if he moved in, would you invite him over to be neighborly?
You can't invite OJ.
You know, I'm
cookout?
Pretty sure OJ don't want to have nothing to do. The joke's on and run.
You can't invite play a round of golf with him.
Your cookout.
Like, I don't play golf with people like that. I like friendly conversation.
Can't be behind you,
like,
murderer.
I like doing stuff like, you know, like living.
You like doing what?
Kill you on the golf course.
I don't know, good hell with his old slow ass.
What you like doing?
I like living. Oh, this is it for the weekend.
For money.
No, it's money to you. Have yourself a great weekend, folks. Because it's coming.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.